pal who's that riding?
Historic Cave Don Studios in fabulous Las Vegas. The Javier Light is lit and the John Brislin Show is live.
Tell me who's that riding? John the Revelator. Tell me who's that riding? John the Revelator. Who's that riding? John the Revelator wrote the book of the Seven Seals.
To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN.
Welcome, America, west of the Rockies to the Pacific Ocean, north to Canada, and south to our friends in Mexico. Thanks for spending part of your Saturday night with me here on the John Brislin Show. Tonight is September 26th. And this weekend is the best time in the entire world if you have news that you want to put out there to make sure that nobody covers it and nobody reads it. Why is that, John? Well, it's because the Pope's in town. And by definition, or what I mean by in town, I mean in country. The Pope is here. The Pope is here. So we basically aren't talking about anything except the Pope, which is interesting because the president of China is also talking to us. So that's a story for a different time because I want to talk about the Pope. There was something that I noticed today when I was touring around the world a little bit here and there. I noticed that as I listened to the commentators and, just the general media, everyone was talking about what the Pope was saying and how he is opening his arms and embracing almost anybody, really. Almost anybody. He is more open to gays, and he is talking about how we are a nation of immigrants, and he is changing the overall view of the Catholic Church, I believe. But the interesting part that that was on my mind today is that the commentators and the experts were talking about how the Pope is seeing us as the experiment in democracy, and how we should work harder to get along, and that our parties are too polarized, and that if we want to truly do the work of the people, then we should come to the middle and talk to each other. And he's saying that we are a nation based on freedoms, and that these freedoms are something that we should cherish. And on about how our country was founded by men of faith and honorable men, and that were good custodians of the public. And something occurred to me. What the commentators weren't saying is, we are a nation of freedoms, except for those stinking liblabs out there that are trying to take our freedoms away. The commentators were not saying, we are a country of possibility, and we always have been, and the Pope is paying respect to that possibility that is in the fabric that is America, and it is that fabric that the Republican pinheads and the radical right wing is trying to tear apart just to keep the man down. They didn't say those last parts. Did you notice that? I certainly did. And there's something that I admire in that. I have said it, and many idealistic populist people like me have said, we need to raise the conversation because words have meaning. And when we say things out loud, they start to feel real. And when they start to feel real, we start to treat them as reality. And then they start to become reality. And we can either divide our nation divide our culture, our people, our society, and the world with the ripple effect that comes from it. Or we can unite all of those same things. These things that should be talked about are being talked about because, as I see it, because of one reason. Pope Francis is in town. The Pope is here in town, and possibly there is something about him that he brings with him, a certain amount of
holiness.
Holiness, maybe. I was going to say nonpartisan, but it's more than that. It's above the petty bickering. It's one of our global leaders that we can look to and say, oh my golly, whew, that was a close one. Oh my golly, he's a global leader who is actually the real thing. And I think we may not get it logically, and in our, we may not know that we get it, but somewhere deep down in the emotional control center of our brains, in our hearts, we get that this guy is the real thing. I'm not a Catholic. Plenty of people aren't Catholics. Plenty of people who were there in the audience to witness the Pope, to hear what he had to say, to feel whatever it is that emanates from him, some sort of aura of kindness and acceptance and open arms, not closed fists. Remember how I said that 2 weeks ago, what we're supposed to be? Well, here it is, the Pope opening his arms and refusing to close his fists. And we are following that. Our commentators on all ends of the spectrum, well, that's to say both ends of the spectrum. Spectrums only have two ends, typically, you know. Let's try to think here as we're speaking. The commentators are rising above. They are rising to the level of this guy that's coming over here, this Italian guy. I don't know. For some reason, I think I need to use some sort of New Jersey dock worker Italian accent when I'm talking about the Pope. I should really stop that.
I thought he was from Argentina.
Yeah, I know. But he lives in Rome. So that makes him an Italian to, you know, the... No, I get it. Don't send me the emails. I get that doesn't make him Italian. I understand that. But it's fun to talk about. So this Italian, he comes over here and he starts talking about all this, be good to your fellow man thing. And the golden rule, first of all.
So then, John, he probably answers to hey, Frankie.
Hey, yo, your holiness, Frankie, what's up, yo, pound it. Yeah, there's nothing better than a good pound to the papal ring, huh? Come on now, hit it, come on, don't leave me hanging, yo. I have no idea where I'm going with that, but it just kind of felt good. And it also feels good that there's a guy out there that is a pope. We have seen popes come and go. There's one out there that used to be a pope and still is, and that's a whole other thing and how that works out. But the current pope, oh my God, yes, I'm saying it because I have a specific reason. As in speaking to God, could this guy really be the real thing? We stopped getting the real thing when we're electing presidents decades ago. I'm not even quite sure who the last president was that was the real thing. Though they may have the possession. Yes, they have the position, and everybody's going to honor them and stand up when they walk into any room in the White House. And we're going to give them all the respect that we give a president because we give it to the presidency. But when was the last president? When was the last man in office that was actually the real thing, that would have been president even without the presidency? You see what I mean there? It is something that I am beginning to believe, and I was suspicious of for a long time now, that Pope Francis may actually be the real thing and the real Pope, even if he wasn't the Pope. Are you following me there? There are people out there that are, well, the common phrase is saints, but they're not acknowledged as saints. There are people out there that are the real thing, but they don't hold the position. They are diamonds. They are the people that we should hang on to and cherish and try to make part of our life. You know the ones I'm talking about. They typically rise up, the Nelson Mandelas, the Desmond Tutus to a certain extent. Obviously Gandhi and the simple ones of Mother Teresa, and the Dalai Lama is a pretty cool cat. You know, I like the threads, as a matter of fact. I wish I could pull them off because they look super comfy. But I don't look good in a robe. I look good in a robe, don't get me wrong, but I'm more of a Hugh Hefner kind of look. I can't pull off the Dalai Lama thing. I mean, he's, hey, how you doing, Dalai Lama? You looking good? And then he looks back at me, and it's just not this. It's, you know, I'm not one of him. He can tell because the robe is different. But I'm just saying that there is a certain aura of the real thing. When he speaks to Congress, when he speaks to the American people, when he speaks to the people of South America or anywhere around the world, we are, as a planet, we are starting to acknowledge that this guy is the real thing. Now, I'm not going to convert to Catholicism, but isn't it refreshing? Isn't it refreshing that somehow, out of the entire world, they found one guy that seems to be the real thing? Did you know that the Pope always has the option of living in the Papal Palace? However, when Francis was a cardinal, he always came to Rome and came to the Vatican and stayed in a particular apartment nearby. Nice apartment, but modest. He has refused to live in the Papal Palace and lives in that same apartment that he always lived in when he came, in an attempt to remember where he came from. And interestingly, what kind of car is he driven in when he goes from that apartment back to the Papal Palace in the Vatican? You'll be surprised, and you'll be surprised after this break. This is the John Breslin Show. Stay right where you are, you. A lot more coming up.
John Breslin, making caffeine addiction look good.
Listen live or archive on www.johnbrislinshow.com.
Credit card shopping can be stressful. Balance transfer rates, intro APRs, and who can read that teeny tiny fine print? Finance Globe has read that print, and using our proprietary score match system, you can instantly get matched to the right credit cards suggested for your own credit score. With over 500 credit cards from all the major credit card issuers, financeglobe.com is sure to have a match for your needs. It's easy, too. Go to financeglobe.com, search for cards, and apply today. That's financeglobe.com.
Let us remember the golden rule. Do unto others as you.
Woo! Woo! Yeah! Do unto others, yeah! I'm sure that's the end of the saying. Moving on. That's something Congress can live by. After the speech, he had lunch with the homeless instead of the leaders of Congress, possibly because he wanted to eat with people who were less likely to beg him for donations.
John Breslin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN.
Listen live or archive on www.johnbrislinshow.com.
Do you make knives by hand or know somebody that does? Then remember this web address, handmadeknifeclub.com. Handmade Knife Club is a new service where you can sell your handmade knives for only 1% plus PayPal fees. Stop paying more to sell with other online marketplaces. Stop paying more to compete with makers of handmade jewelry and soap. If you make knives, then you need a marketplace to sell your knives that is just for you. List your handmade knives for sale on HandmadeKnifeClub.com and pay only 1% plus PayPal fees. And you pay nothing until your knives are sold. Check out HandmadeKnifeClub.com and list your handmade knives for sale today. HandmadeKnifeClub.com is veteran-owned and operated. That's HandmadeKnifeClub.com.
There's something special about the new MilesApart.dating website. It's a social networking and dating site all rolled into one. If you're just looking to make new friends, you can share emails, join forums, post on each other's walls, and so much more. But if you're looking for that special someone, you can find people who like the same things you do and get to know them through things like private voice and video chat rooms. Visit MilesApart.dating today and get a free one-year membership while they last. That's MilesApart.dating. Do you know how to get unlimited, commercial-free premium movies and TV shows without paying $200, $300, and $400 cable bills? Introducing MiracleStreamTV.com. For a one-time cost with no contracts and no monthly fees ever, you can enjoy live TV, pay-per-view, and worldwide sporting events all in HD. Go to MiracleStreamTV.com and sign up for streaming TV, movies, even music and radio free for life. That's MiracleStreamTV.com.
John Brislin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257 KDWN.
Welcome back to the John Brislin Show. We're talking about the papal palace and the car that delivers the papal himself, the Pope himself, to the papal palace. And thank you, listener that texted in and cleared up my pronunciation. I was saying papal, and that is, it seems incorrect. So I confess, I did not know that it's papal, not papal, and thank you. I'm always open to that kind of thing. In fact, I'm always open to Facebook comments. If you don't want to call in, you can Facebook it in, and you can also send emails in, and all of those will be looked at and possibly, probably even read on the air. Now, the Papal Palace is where the Pope eventually has got to end up to do the work that he does. And how does he get there from his residence, which is actually the what we would call a modest, relatively modest apartment? Well, how does he get there? And he does have a driver. It is true. That's true. Yeah. He does have a driver. I mean, he doesn't have to actually worrying about shifting gears and grinding the clutch. But the car is a Ford Focus, a blue Ford Focus. Now, tell me what you think. When the Pope gets out of a car that is a Ford Focus, and people see that, and he lives in a modest apartment instead of the papal palace, how does it affect the overall reputation and therefore the treatment in sort of a larger macro scale? How does it affect the treatment of the Pope? Do people still respect him? Remember, all of these things that leaders do, like the presidential motorcade and all, and they're done to give a certain amount of celebrity to the position, a certain amount of authority, a certain amount of intimidation to the rest of the people. Oh, he must be really smart. He lives in a palace. He must be very powerful. Very, very powerful. Ooh, yes, he just sits in a chair with a kitty cat in his lap, and he's just ticking his fingers together. He's very powerful. Just thinking of what the next powerful thing is he's going to do and what powerful lunch he's going to have.
Pope Evil.
And the papal evil he's going to come up with. I mean, seriously, when he arrives in a car that's just a little economy car, do people think less of him? I don't know. think about that and then give me a call. But do it quickly, because coming up, we're going to have an interview in the next half hour with Tracy Thomas of NTT Management Group. And we're going to talk about business in America, and what is happening, what the impact is of politics and even the Pope. Is Pope affecting business? Certainly driving some business in the cities that he's going to. But is this rise in the tide lifting all boats in business as well? I don't know. We'll talk about it with Tracy Thomas when she comes on later on in the show. And have you ever thought that there is somebody out there that needs to grow a, or well, let's just say get a pair of balls? Well, we are going to be giving them away right here from a new company that is pairing up with the John Breslin Show to do a contest in the beginning of the next segment of the show. Where, let's see, I'm not sure exactly how I'm going to run the contest, but maybe it'll be a call-in for a certain number, I don't know. But you'll get a chance to win a free set of balls from getapairofballs.com. Now, this is the kind of thing that you can send to an ex, or to a boss, or to a particular company that you don't like, or a particular politician. Listen up, politicians. You may have gifts coming your way. It's kind of fun. I'll tell you more about it when we come back from the break. Let's go to the phone lines, everyone. Thank you for being patient. 702-257-5396 is the phone number. And the first person that has called that and been patient is Teresa. You are on with John. Welcome.
Yes. I had to change my name because of my take on this Pope thing. But now,
is this Amelia?
About the balls contest, are you talking about like hard rubber balls, like they hang off the back of trucks?
No. It's sort of a gag gift. They come in either chrome or brass,
okay,
and you can
well,
send
never
it to
mind.
People.
I'm going
to
win something. I'll call back when you have. But right now, John, this Pope thing. I'll just make it brief. I think the Pope is creepy. I think the Catholic Church is creepy. I don't know what you mean by he's the real thing, if you could explain what you mean by that. But I thought you knew more history than this, John. The Roman Catholic Church has been involved in world affairs since time immemorial, and they're creepy. And so what, one guy? I don't like venerating or bowing to any individual on this planet, and what they do have done as
he's not asking you
group
to.
Or as an institution or whatever you call big piles of power and intimidation and ceremony, this is all creepy.
All right, well,
come on.
That's bogus.
Like
or that's
ceremony.
I mean,
it's fun, but this is. This is just weird stuff. Anyway,
you know what? I know. I am surprised at the number of people that I know that have a certain amount of hatred for other religions. And it sounds
hatred,
like that's
John,
where you're coming from.
I don't
from.
Have any hatred for anybody's ceremony.
You know what? There are magic words out there. Like I could say to you, oh, well, no offense, pot her down. There's no offense, but I think you are an ugly, disgusting human being. The words, no offense, are not magic. They're not magic. You can't say I don't have hatred toward any other religions and yet call the religion of Catholicism creepy. So honestly, bring her back up. Amelia, I've got to go to a quick break, but this is something that's worth going back to. I have a very limited amount of time tonight, but can you hang on through the break and we'll address it very quickly when we come back? Is that all right? All right. This is the John Breslin Show. Stay right where you are, you. We'll be right back.
One tablet of Daraprim used to cost $13.50. The drug maker recently increased the price to
$750. $750? That's almost as bad as Uber surge pricing. So what did this CEO slash future Batman villain have to say for himself?
The price that they were pricing it at was the price.
$13.50.
Yeah, $13.50, okay. And you only need less than 100 pills. So, you know, at the end of the day, the price per course of treatment to save your life was only $1,000.
Did he just admit to extorting people to save their lives? I mean, yes, people will pay more than $1,000 to save their lives, douchebag. I'll pay more than $1,000 to punch you in the face.
John Brislin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN.
Read Jack the Ripper, The Secret of Mary Jane Kay, and find out the only possible truth about the most famous criminal case of all time. A bestseller in France 9 years ago, Philippe R. Welty's first volume is now available on Amazon.com. Jack the Ripper, The Secret of Mary Jane Kay. Find it on Amazon.com. Now, do you know anybody that needs to get a pair of balls? Well, you can send them a pair of balls. Everyone out there knows someone who needs to get a pair of balls. If you have an ex, a friend, a foe, a coworker which needs to get a pair of balls, you can anonymously send them a pair with a personalized message, whether in spirit or in spite, a pair of balls delivers that message. These shiny brass or chrome pair of balls is enclosed in a clear jewel case stored securely in a sack. Your anonymous message is printed on a 4x6-inch card, which is suitable for display with the balls. To add to the fun, each purchase comes with an I Got Balls wallet size card. Your purchase is delivered in a few days in a plain envelope for maximum effect and complete anonymity. If you want a friend, foe, coworker, or politician to get a pair of balls, send Get a Pair of Balls a message on Facebook at Get a Pair. Don't hold back. Send some balls by going to www.getapairofballs.com. That's www.getapairofballs.com. Welcome back to the John Brislin Show. The phone number to be on with John, you better call quick, is 702-257-5396, 257-KDWN. Well, we are now going to go back with someone who is Amelia, is a frequent caller and has used a fake name, Teresa, because she has, I'm surprised and a little disappointed about the controversial things that you brought up. But continue, because I want to give this as much time as I can anyway.
John, let me remove the vitriol from my tone of voice. I love ceremony. I love ritual. I love costumes. In fact, of any kind, I think we're all the real deal. We should all dress up and dance around.
Oh, come on now.
That's more, I just, it's the institution that, to me, maybe it's just Hollywood movies, but it seems to me that the institution of the Catholic Church has been involved in world politics and kings and queens and all the systems that we're still under now.
And so has Protestantism. It's the Church of England. The America was created at the very beginning by Puritans that came over here to practice their faith without getting in the way, which, by the way, they wouldn't allow anyone else to practice their faith. Go ahead.
I just surprised. It's just platitudes and cliches. We all agree on what's true. We should all celebrate. I just don't think this guy's any better than any of the rest of us that believe in what we believe in, which is, you know, that we should not have to have a creepy life, and we shouldn't have to go killing people. Just because somebody, come on, you know history.
Yes, I do, and I find it interesting that you started off the call by telling me that I didn't. But
no,
let's push that back. Would you say that there are people out there No, I have a question for you. This is something. Would you say that there's any leader out there that has some inherent value that is not just a positional leader, is not just given the title and the position, and therefore they are the leader when really they have minimal skills? Would you say the Dalai Lama? Would you say Gandhi? Would you say Mother Teresa? Would you say...
Well, now, see, these aren't leaders. These are personalities.
Anybody who's willing to be
a personality. Now, if you're talking about leading an institution or an organization...
The Dalai Lama is, by definition, a leader. I mean, he is the head of... These are people that are leading other people.
Honey, anybody that shows up every day for the job, my hat is off to them.
Not me. Not me. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. That does not make you the real thing. That does not make you a quality individual because you show up to work. You know how many people have sold me crap cars that showed up to work? You know how many people have screwed me over that showed up to work?
No.
We need to be very specific. Words have meaning. And when we use those words, when we say them out loud, they begin to feel real and they become to take on a reality. And it's not fair to just simply say that if you show up for work, that's good enough. Oh, hell no. You have to actually be something, and that comes from a lifetime of commitment.
To work, but see, now you as a customer, here we go. We as customers have the right to say no, and that's what we need. We need to get up some balls. All these people, when somebody's trying to sell us a bill of goods, we need to have the right to say no. When we vote, we need to say no, none of the above. We all need to get some balls. Good.
Okay, that's what we shouldn't do. That's what we should stop things. It's what I'm saying is that there is a difference between limiting what we should do and stopping things from happening. Anybody can burn down a barn. It takes a certain amount of talent and a certain amount of spirit and soul and intelligence to build things. And, you know, this is, I've got to move on. And Amelia, I appreciate the call. And this is something that I may have to touch on again next week because this is troubling to me. This is troubling that people out there have such a... maybe hatred is too strong a word, but it's also not a completely inaccurate word to say that we have hatred for other religions out there that are not our own. That is a very common thing, and it saddens me when I see it. There's an interfaith council which I have been on, not very much lately, as a matter of fact, but I first went on it about 10 years ago, and it's here in Southern Nevada, as a matter of fact, and it is in its entire purpose. It still exists, although without me lately. Its entire purpose is to bring religions together and find that common ground that we're supposed to find. And it's they do that because there is a need for it, because people of these religions don't try as hard as they should to find the common ground. I'm going to have to put more time into the next show. Amelia, thanks very much for the call. And next week, we're going to hit this again. I guess, did Charity hang up? I guess so. All right. Well, we've got to go straight to the contest, and let's see who is going to get a pair of balls tonight. Who is it going to be? Who? Do you think you deserve a pair of balls? Do you think you already have one? Well, you're going to get another set tonight, maybe. Mm-hmm. Let's see. What's the contest going to be for getapairofballs.com? It's going to be... pick a number, Denise. She wasn't ready for that one. Want to say three?
No.
How about, the Trinity, three?
Sure.
Let's go with the religious theme and say that the Trinity is going to choose the number three for us. So the third caller to call in, area code 702-257-5396, 257-5396. Just give us a call. If you are the third caller, then you will get... a pair of balls from getapairofballs.com. Now, we have got to switch gears inelegantly because we are pressed for time because there's been so much good stuff to talk about tonight. And we are going to go to an interview that I'm very happy to get a chance to talk with this person. Her name is Tracy Thomas of NTT Management Group. And they provide notaries on your cell phones and even immediate business funding, all kinds of things to get businesses up and running from the small level. And Tracy, welcome to the John Breslin Show.
Thank you so much, John Breslin. It's an honor to be here. That's an understatement. Thank you.
Well, it's an honor for me as well. Thank you. Now, this is in my head now. I'm having trouble letting go of the conversations we just had, and I'm sure you heard some of it while you were waiting in the green room. Let's hold that off. Sorry about that. How do you think that religion, and specifically the Pope is coming here, but I mean, we can even broaden it to all religion. How do you think religion affects businesses on the small level? Do you think people go into business to try to do what's right or just to get a dollar, or what? How do you think it affects the motivation, which is key?
Pow.
Big,
wow.
Right? But that's Pope being here, yeah, calls for the bigger questions.
Yeah, that's an understatement, pow. Religion is equivalent, in my opinion, to revenue. With that being said, so many people layer their own objectives and manipulations and also their own mind control on the vulnerable, the weak, the elderly, the sick, the poor, just to capitalize on their misfortunes. So, in essence, I personally am tired of individuals taking advantage of the disadvantaged and those that are in situations that are not the best. And again, just literally capitalizing on their misfortunes or their ignorance or them just not being educated and just literally getting rich off of it. So in essence, they've just made religion into a business. I mean, it's a Fortune 500 company.
So
an understatement.
So if I understand what you're saying that there seems to be a common perception, a common idea that, well, if someone is doing something and wrapping themselves in the in religion, they are doing it so that they can kind of get away with something. In other words, give themselves a certain amount of credibility, maybe calling themselves a reverend when they've very rarely ever been to the church that made them a reverend. Or even in the extreme, when we look at the KKK burning crosses and wrapping themselves in religion, which they couldn't be any further from any sort of Christian principles.
Well said. And you know, this week, when I did witness the Pope, he seems, and you know, I call it television because it's so over-exaggerated, but
yeah.
Even with the cameras on him, there's no way a fake could have projected themselves that well. He seems to be the most humble, genuine, authentic, valid individual that I've seen in a very long time.
No,
that's an understatement.
You know, Tracy Thomas, I agree with that. I think that, you know, we are hardened by the people that you described when you first spoke, that, you know, we seem to walk around the world, and whether it's in business, large businesses, small businesses, you know, but we're so overwhelmed by people that just want to tell us anything that they think we want to hear that, you know, we're distrustful. We don't believe anybody could be the real thing anymore. And it actually takes us a lot of moments to see someone who is the real thing and think, God, could this really be happening? I don't know. I mean, I'm hoping we may find out. History may show us that he's not the greatest thing in the world. And that all this car salesman businesses, car salesman stuff out there is just the way of the world. But, you know, I have my fingers crossed. I want to be optimistic. And anyway, to get away from that and stop that, because that's a whole nother show that I'm sure you and I maybe can talk about next week. But, you know, as far as what you've seen in the businesses that you work with, mainly small businesses, from what I understand in talking with you, what do you think? It's not just religion. What are the main obstacles that they're facing?
It's pretty much favoritism. And I deal in a realm that I'm extremely thankful for, that I am merged with private investors and hedge funds and magnitudes of that sort. So I'm not in mainstream where you have all the bureaucracy and you have all the protocols and
that helps.
All the prerequisites and requirements that will bore you to death.
Right.
We are actually in our own space where we actually allot funds to businesses that are certainly in need of it. So either it's human capital, working capital, inventory, payroll, so forth and so on. And our requirements are pretty much relaxed. Therefore, we fund very fast, and we also fund efficiently so that they can move forward with their operations.
Now, does NTT Management Group, which is where you're from, Tracy Thomas, is that the type of thing that's microfinancing? Is that, or is that a subset of even what you're doing? Are you doing microfinancing?
We do. That's one of the categories. We have several. But again, all of our funding is via private means.
Okay.
So we don't have to go through all of the legislation and the rhetoric that mainstream lending does.
Tracy Thomas, I got to confess, I'm producer Denise Maramire on the other side of the glass is smacking on the side of the glass with a book, and she's giving me the signal that I'm way past our commercial time. Can you hang on through the break, and we'll come back and talk more right after this. Is that okay?
That's fine.
All right. Thank you very much for being patient with me. And this is the John Brislin Show. We'll be back. We're speaking. I'm getting this evil, the evilest eye in the entire world I am getting from Denise on the other side of the glass. I feel like the boy in the plastic bubble. She's just, it's kind of a bizarre situation. But anyway, we'll be right back with Tracy Thomas of NTT Management Group. This is the John Brislin Show.
John Brislin. Polite conversation avoids politics and religion. Embrace bad manners.
John Brislin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN.
United States hospitals are seeking Ebola vaccine virus participants to enroll in clinical trial testing for the Ebola virus vaccine. Dr. Guerrero, heading the Ebola virus vaccine trial in the United States, says, as with any vaccine, you may have some reaction to vaccines. It's not unusual that you may have some sort of a fever. Go to EbolaOutbreakMap.com. Find out what U.S. hospitals are giving the free Ebola vaccine. EbolaOutbreakMap.com.
Hillary Clinton was asked which woman should be put on the $10 bill. Check out her response.
Have you given any thought to the woman who should be on the $10 bill?
You know, I am very torn about it. I want a woman on a bill.
Donald Trump was scheduled to appear on Fox News' The O'Reilly Factor tonight, but Fox canceled on him after his recent comments criticizing the network. So if you want to hear about Donald Trump, you'll have to try CNN, MSNBC, ABC, NBC, CBS, Bravo, Facebook, Twitter, or just going outside.
Listen live or archive on www.johnbrislinshow.com.
Have you ever wondered what you could do if you were able to predict the future? How would your finances be if you could predict the future rise and fall of the stock market? Or choose the winning horse in a horse race every time? What if I told you that within your own soul exists the power to do so? Don't believe me? Then check out Joshua Schmoody's new book titled Reverse Speech in Theory and Practice. How to use your unconscious mind to predict the outcome of future events and see for yourself. Developed by a certified reverse speech analyst over 4 years of research, it teaches you how to capitalize on the precognitive powers residing within your own unconscious mind. Available at Amazon.com and everywhere else ebooks are sold.
Addiction to drugs or alcohol can be a hard thing to deal with. It can affect your job, destroy your marriage, and ruin your life. I should know. I'm a recovering addict that once lost everything. If you or a loved one is struggling with addiction and finding it hard to take the first step, Addiction Detox Centers is here to offer free help. We can help you with immediate admittance to a treatment center near you. And due to recent changes in healthcare, your insurance may cover up to $60,000 in treatment costs with no out-of-pocket expense to you. Take the first step. Call now and get the help you need fast and confidentially. If you or a loved one is losing control due to drugs or alcohol, Addiction Detox Centers is here to help. It only takes one phone call to start getting your life back to the way it was. The call is free and there's no obligation. Make today the first day of the rest of your life. Call now. 1-800-651-4634. That's 1-800-651-4634. AddictionDetoxCenters.com.
The Scott Coin movement is growing, and it's time for you to get on board. At thescottcoinfoundation.com, we're volunteering our time to build a solid foundation for Scott Coin. With Scott Coin, there's no risk of hyperinflation, and Scott Coin compatible digital wallets are now available for all web browsers on both Android and iOS systems. Help us raise awareness of the potential of Scott Coin, build the Scott Coin economy, and in turn, raise the value of Scott Coins so we all benefit. Visit thescottcoinfoundation.com.
John Breslin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN.
Tell me who's the lady. Johnny River lady. Tell me who's the lady. Johnny River lady. Who's that right here? Johnny River lady wrote the book of the seven.
And we are back to the John Breslin Show. I'm speaking tonight with Tracy Thomas of NTT Management Group. And thank you for staying on through the break, Tracy.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And you were saying, I'm sorry, I interrupted you before, but you were saying about the microfinancing, and in offline we were talking about your friend Julian.
Yeah, actually, ironically, I've never met him. That's flabbergasted.
Oh, I guess I misunderstood.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, actually, it was a Facebook scenario. I knew his mother. That's how small the world is. The older you get, the smaller it gets.
Yeah.
And I knew his mother, and she was a very, very beautiful person inside and outside. And I've known her for 30-plus years. So with that being said, her son, I ran across his music, and it's so mellow and different and instrumental, and the vocals are so organic and natural that I pretty much wanted to share that with your audience. And he was due to be on this evening, but due to other circumstances, he would have to reschedule. But I highly encourage everyone to Google his music. Or you can actually go to his website.
Now, is he an artist that you are helping through the type of microfinancing, or at least the type of financing that you do and the support that you give businesses?
No funding whatsoever. Actually, Julian, I see him being the next new artist, the best new artist for the Grammys. I'm not exaggerating.
Interesting.
And I challenge anyone to differ. I highly encourage you to go to the website. It's the FacelessOnesBand.com. And as I said, he will be on your show probably within the next week or so, and you can speak with him directly.
Now, if anybody wants to get... Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, unfortunately, as I said, there were other scenarios and situations this evening that he wasn't able to make it.
Well, we are unfortunately limited in how much time we have left, so I want to make sure that if anybody wants to get a hold of you, Tracy Thomas of NTT Management Group, and talk about financing or the businesses that you help and what you do, how do they get a hold of you?
They can actually call our office. Our main headquarters is in San Francisco. We also have an office in Dallas, Texas, and our direct line would be 866-952-4266.
All right, and say that one more time for the folks that didn't have a pen ready.
Again, it would be toll-free, 866-952-4266.
All right, that is Tracy Thomas of NTT Management Group. Thank you very much for spending part of your night with me here on the John Breslin Show. Thanks, Tracy.
It's been an honor. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. And the winner for the getapairofballs.com contest is Nick. Nick, so congratulations, Nick. You now have, as I'm sure you always have had, a pair of balls. At least one coming your way. You can put this on your nightstand, and if you're married, then you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Tell me who's that writing?
A lot of things were left as loose ends tonight, but I will tie them up next week, talking about religion and the Pope and the impact of religion on the world that we live in. But now we have to remember one thing. And what is that? Say it with me. America is advanced citizenship. You have got to want it bad because it is going to put up a fight, and I will be here fighting for it with you and producer Denise Marmeyer, the face on the other side of the boy in the plastic bubble, right here on the John Brislin Show on AM 720 Las Vegas, www.johnbrislinshow.com, Facebook, Twitter, and all the good stuff. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Who's that right here? John the Revelator wrote the book of the seven seals.